Obama. Wasn't a beer summit this time. What in the world could those two have been talking about? Have any ideas? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Yep, they've done it before, and they've even played golf. This time, though, all bets were off. No comment on what the specifics were of the little summit between the Speaker of the House and the principal partner, the president, at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Of course, it could be all kinds of different things. The wheels are turning. You may have some idea of what that might be. Were they playing a little poker? Testing out a new recipe for the White House beer, trying to perfect it, trying to confuse people as to what could they possibly be negotiating? Or was it just a simple, friendly visit for some of the White House fare that's not typically seen at the state dinners? Probably had to do with something related to, I'm thinking, immigration. Maybe it was something to do with immigration. Either way, the odd couple did not come out in front of the microphones and talk about any of the specifics of what the two of them discussed. Interesting, because a new poll comes out from our friends at Fox. And the new poll that they have shows that confidence in Congress and the presidency has plummeted in the last decade. Is that news to anyone? The poll that came out on Tuesday found that 39% of voters have at least some confidence in the lawmaking chamber, both chambers. However, it's lower than any other institution, down from 71% in 2003, which is why I bring up the poll in the first place. Can you believe that? In 2003, 71%, you got to think of where we were at that time. 39% is pretty lousy, I'd say. The biggest topper they ever had was in 2002, 76%. Confidence in the presidency, also down. In 2003, 76% had a great deal or some confidence in the office. 52% feel that way today. But 52% compared to 39% for Congress. And then there were a whole bunch of other interesting comparisons in the poll. I'll just give you two more. Since 2002, confidence in the IRS declined 28 points among Republicans, gee, you think, and 26 points among independents. That does say something. The military trounces the media, according to Fox, in two head-to-head matchups. voters respect the military more. Check this out. By a 90 to 5% margin, and trust the military more by 80 to 10. Wow. Enough said on that, huh? I think it's pretty obvious how they feel, without a doubt, right? So, kind of interesting because the push for a lot of people and the trend in our country is to do some of that serial watching, you know, where you watch show after show after show after show, binge watching. And House of Cards, all about politics. There's some binge watching going on with House of Cards. And I think people are trying to compare House of Cards to the real thing in D.C. And you know, you might find a few similarities, as our friend Bob Ney, who's coming on later this week, the former congressman from Ohio, would say. There are some similarities. And we'll talk to him about the Boehner question, although there's no love lost there between Bob Ney and John Boehner, both from Ohio, know each other for a very, very long time. He has little to say about Boehner and his acumen as far as being in the position that he's in. Big news out of D.C. on the positive side for the president, with all the negativity surrounding where his approval ratings are and some of the other things that have been happening. They're claiming a little victory. 4 million people now have signed up for Obamacare. But what they don't tell you is, and I think there's some confusion over this, I just had a friend who is an entrepreneur and decided, well, I'm not going to take the fine. I'll get the Blue Cross Blue Shield. But it's the Obamacare version, and had to go to the dentist, had the dental part of it, and none of the dentists would take the plan. They say, oh, you're on the government plan. Government plan. Yeah, HMOs. So we don't take that. We don't know. Okay, so go back to the drawing board and put on hold for an hour and a half. Then told, finally getting through, you're going to have to call back again because the wrong person's there. So needless to say, there are a lot of jackrabbits in what people have bought. And part of that is calling up call centers and other things, other places that you get routed to that they don't have the answer for. And so there is a little bit of confusion over what's covered and what's not covered. Remember, the White House had the unofficial goal of 7 million people to be enrolled by the end of March. So the president says if they want health insurance, they have to sign up now, and we're going to make a big push for these last couple of weeks, for these next few weeks. But 4 million is where it is right now. And they keep making jokes about the website, and geez, if the website wasn't down, would it have been a little bit different and whatnot. But 4 million is where it stands. 4 million. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to go to Washington and talk to Jeff Holtzman about some of the things that happened on the Hill, including Afghanistan, and a full pullout by the end of the year. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
cases. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A lot to talk about coming out of Washington, D.C. In our virtual green room, our pal from Talk Radio News, Jeff Holtzman. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's been a while. Good to be with you.
It has been a while. Yeah, just a quick thing about the weather. Is it starting to warm up at all in D.C.?
Well, we had an insanely warm weekend. It was in the 50s both days. And then today, the temperatures dipped down to around freezing. We got a bunch of snow. The sun came out in the afternoon and melted it all. It's one of those weird D.C. things. I mean, you really don't know how to dress or whether to carry an umbrella with you because it could be snowing 1 minute and sunny the next, and certainly was the case today. And then I think we're going to get about 3 inches overnight. So that should make for some interesting commuting tomorrow morning.
No kidding. All right, big story coming out of D.C., I think, and we talked about this a ton on America Tonight, is minimum wage, and it looks like Reid delayed that vote. Why?
He doesn't have the votes yet, Kate. They need 60 votes to overcome a filibuster. He does not have enough Republican support right now to pass that bill. He doesn't want to bring a bill to the floor that doesn't have the votes and experience a setback. So they're going to wait and try to, you know, corral votes, you know, in private. It looks like the earliest they'll be able to bring up the legislation at this point will be late March. And I know that privately Democrats are frustrated because this is a tenet of President Obama's second term agenda. He really wants to push that minimum wage increase through. He's been talking about it a lot. He talked about it this evening at a fundraiser held by Organizing for Action, which is his campaign essentially turned into a political action group. So he's been talking about it a lot. Democrats are talking about it, but they don't have the votes. Now, over on the House side, it's interesting. Republicans led by John Boehner are in no mood to bring up the bill for a vote, but it looks like Nancy Pelosi, who's the House Minority Leader, she's going to try and force a vote on it. She's going to do what's called a discharge petition which is essentially where you collect signatures. And if you get enough, if you get 218 signatures or more in the House, then that can automatically force a vote. It doesn't rarely happen. In fact, I think it's only happened two or three times in the last 30 years or so. So it's a very rare occurrence, especially on a major piece of legislation. Nonetheless, Pelosi is going to try and give it a shot. She needs, obviously, she's going to need, you know, somewhere around 25, 30 Republicans to sign the discharge petition. I don't know if she can get there. We'll see.
All right, so that is a tall task, no kidding. Must be busy. Is she buying people a bunch of cocktails or talking to them in the after hours? Or I mean, seriously, you burn up a lot of shoe leather, if you know what I mean.
Hey, you know how D.C. works. You know, it's all about what you can do to twist arms behind closed doors.
Mm.
And if you watch any House of Cards, any of the seasons, you know, I mean, that show sort of embellishes what happens in D.C. But at the same time, you know, there are these backroom deals all the time, you know, and the most common thing is, you know, a lawmaker will tell another lawmaker, look, if you vote for this, I'll vote for something you like, or I'll help you get a bill to the floor, something like that. And Pelosi, being, you know, the top Democrat in the House, is in a position of power. I mean, she can do some wheeling and dealing and make some moves. I know that she'll get pretty much every Democrat on board, but the question is going to be whether she can get enough, you know, moderate Republicans who aren't concerned about being primaried by a conservative challenger in this year's midterm elections. And that's why, you know, that's the election's really the backdrop to every major piece of legislation. I don't think you're going to see much action in Congress because folks on both the left and the right are going to be worried about getting primaried.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so the other big thing, of course, has been for years now, but especially this year as it was rolled out at the tail end, I guess, of last year, Obamacare. The White House is saying that now, I guess, it's on track to meet its target for young people. This isn't at all what we're hearing. We're hearing there's not enough young people in any of the exchanges, and it's a disaster. So what's changed?
Well, I think you got to take this with a grain of salt. The White House says today that it's confident that it will meet its goals in terms of signing up young people. But the spokesman for the president, Jay Carney, did not give out any exact up-to-date numbers on how many young people have signed up. We learned at the beginning of February that about 27% of those who had signed up and enrolled in private plans under Obamacare were between the ages of 18 to 34. Now, the administration itself said back in September that it would like that percentage to be around 38.5%, 39% when it's all said and done. And there have been a bunch of independent studies showing that in order to balance the cost of creating all these, you know, creating these marketplaces, you need about 40% of those who are enrolled to be so-called, you know, young folks, 18 to 34, that age range. So they're not there quite yet, but Jay Carney said today that they think that they're going to get there ultimately. Now, remember, enrollment for to get insurance this year ends at the end of March. So there's, you know, a little over a month left. And what the White House is saying is that, you know, it was slow going at first because of all the problems with the website. But now that we're getting closer to the deadline, they're seeing more people sign up. And, in fact, we learned today that as of right now, there are about 4 million people who have been enrolled in health insurance. Back in September, the administration said that the goal through the end of March was to get to 7 million. So they've got a ways to go. I don't think they're going to get there, but Carney and others are noting that they're picking up steam as they're going along.
Yeah. All right, this one's going to be big besides that. This is going to be big on America Tonight for sure. U.S. might completely pull out of Afghanistan next year, so what's different here?
Well, President Obama picked up the phone today, called Hamid Karzai, who's the president of Afghanistan, and the purpose of the call was to pressure Karzai into signing a bilateral security agreement, something that Karzai has refused to do up until this point. Whether it's for political purposes, you know, he's leaving office in April, but he's obviously, you know, his party is running for office, is running for seats. So, you know, it's politically popular to sort of campaign against the U.S. Karzai's other point is that the DSA would allow American troops to raid Afghan homes in search of terror suspects, and he thinks that invades Afghanistan's sovereignty. Meanwhile, the U.S. says that is only done sporadically, and it's only done for the purposes of catching legitimate terror suspects. But the U.S. needs that security agreement if they're going to keep troops in Afghanistan beyond the end of this year. The plan is, from the White House, to keep about 10,000 troops there. Right now, there's about 38,000. So they want to keep almost a quarter of the troops they currently have beyond the end of this year when official combat operations end. If they don't get the BSA, then they would need Congress to approve it. And I doubt that you could get a vote like that through Congress. So the White House is going to keep pushing Karzai. Karzai, meanwhile, is showing no indication that he's in a mood to sign the agreement.
Yeah, boy, interesting stuff for sure. We'll have our eyes on that, as I know many people will be here listening to the show. Okay, the last one, Bill Clinton campaigning for some of the Senate Democratic hopefuls, including the Kentucky deal. Wow, that was pretty interesting to hear some of the sound coming out of Kentucky, which now it makes sense what Rand Paul was saying. All of a sudden he was reviving history and Monica Lewinsky. Well, I guess that's why, huh?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's kind of interesting to see a big campaign event for a Senate Democratic hopeful and see a president there, but not the current president. Bill Clinton was there instead for Allison Grimes today, campaigning against Mitch McConnell. I think the plan is for Bill Clinton to go around the country and campaign for a lot of Senate Democrats. But the broader context of this is the fact that many Senate Democrats don't want to be seen campaigning with President Obama. Mark Udall, Democrat from Colorado, who's up for re-election, he was asked earlier this year, you know, are you going to invite President Obama to campaign? And he was very noncommittal. And so that's very telling. Grimes is another one. And in her remarks today, you know, she didn't necessarily embrace Obamacare. That was sort of strangely absent from her speech. So I think you're going to see a lot of Bill Clinton on the campaign trail this year, not a lot of President Obama.
You know, along those same lines, what about Bush? Does Bush ever get out there for the Republicans anymore?
No, I don't think he ever does. I honestly cannot. I don't think he's done one campaign event since he's been out of office. And, you know, there's a reason for that. I mean, by the time he left office, his approval ratings were in the dumpster. You know, they're still not that great. Contrast that with President Clinton, who enjoys, you know, over a 60% approval rating, despite everything that happened while he was in office. He's just a likable guy to a lot of people. So it's different with Bush. I mean, people still, you know, and even Republicans, by and large, still have a bad taste in their mouth from the Bush years when things just spiraled out of control, the economy fell apart at the end. You know, the Bush ushered in a lot of, you know, a lot of spending, a lot of big federal spending that conservative Republicans are opposed to. And of course, you know, the U.S. ended up in fighting two wars. So I think it's way different with President Bush, but no one's really looking at him to campaign. No one's really saying, why isn't President Bush out there? It just kind of goes without saying to folks, you know, on the left and the right, that he's not really a guy that Republicans want campaigning out there. And for Bush, you know, on Bush's part, he said many times he doesn't want to be in the spotlight anymore. He said the other day, the only thing he misses about being president is flying on Air Force One.
I believe him too, absolutely. Hey, SMU is doing well, so he's got to go to some of those hoop games, so that's better. Go to the basketball games and don't worry about the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, you might get to go to a tournament game this year.
I know, that's so crazy. All right, Jeff Holtzman, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate. See ya.
Bye-bye.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America tonight. Don't forget we have our cheap movie review coming up in a couple of days, plus the Oscars. I know some of you are just groaning. Who cares about the Oscars? But it's fun to rehash some of the good pictures, because I think there were a couple of them. In fact, I just squeezed in one tonight called Nebraska. And our own Matt Johnson saw Nebraska. And would you recommend it to anybody, Matt?
We had this conversation off air earlier, and what I told you was, after I finished it, I didn't really fully understand what I thought about it, because, like I said to you, the phrase I would use to describe it is charmingly depressing, because that's how I felt about it, where, I don't know, like, it's one of those films where you kind of feel sorry for the characters, but you kind of learn a little something from them as well, and there's some funny moments, but I don't know. I think it was above average, not good. I guess if you're rating it on a 1 out of 5, I'd say it's probably like a 3.
A 3? I thought it was good. I thought it was poignant. I thought it was very... I'll tell you what, it made the Midwest seem so stark, though. Like, oh, boy, the, you know, like I'm saying out in the sticks. But there was funny... And I've lived throughout the Midwest, and it's wonderful. But, of course, these were really, they were trying to portray really small towns. But it was kind of an interesting movie, but more, I think there were some redeeming qualities in some of the characters that you didn't see at first.
Do you agree with charmingly depressing?
Yeah, it was depressing. It was. I was very depressed in the beginning of that.
But like, there's this part of it where you're kind of, I don't know, where you learn stuff from the characters, and there's stuff that makes you smile, too.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. I think it redeems itself, sort of. You know, it starts off slow, and you think, oh, no, these people are lunatics, and this is just it's just depressing more than anything. And then it kind of flips around. It does. There's some good moments. I can see why it's nominated. I can see why the two actors are Best Actor, Best Actress, Bruce Dern and his role, and I can see why it's up for picture. But, of course, for Best Picture, they always have 12, 13, 14, however many ridiculous, outrageous amounts of pictures. It used to be just a handful. You know, you'd have like four or five or whatever, and now there's so many that are nominated. Who knows? Too bad we don't have our pal Steven Showhead, who, by the way, is under the weather. He's had some, seriously under the weather, he's had some operations that he's had to endure, and we have our fingers crossed for him and, you know, are pointing up to the sky, because he is just a really good dude, and he has supplied some interesting times here on the show the last couple of years when he's come on to talk about things Hollywood, because really he gives you more history, not the nonsense as much. It's more specifics about movies and casting and whatever. It's really cool. All right, I have to say this, because we need some levity in this show with all the heavy crap that we're always dissecting coming out of DC, right? How it trickles down through the pipes to the rest of us. This is incredible. I have to do something about my dog. I don't know about any of you who have a dog and you walk your dog, but he's going to have to start paying off for me, Mahalo. Because there was this Northern California couple. They were out walking their dog, and they happened to be in gold country. Remember the whole gold rush thing? But so what did they say? Oh, that's where they used to mine gold. Well, they stumbled across an incredible stumbled across it. $10 million worth of rare mint-condition gold coins buried. Buried in the shadow of an old tree. Are you kidding me? I just have to say that. Are you kidding me? They found buried coins. 1,400, just over 1,400 coins, going all the way back to 1847 up to 1894. They are uncirculated mint condition. That's incredible. Because they authenticated them. That's how they, you know, knew that they were uncirculated. So the face value of the gold pieces only adds up to 27,000. Some of them are so rare that the coin experts say they could get $1 million apiece. And who knows, they could get more than $1 million. Right? I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime crazy, wild thing to happen. It's crazy. They literally found what I have been looking for, and all of you have probably been looking for your whole life. Well, I'm Irish-American, so we kept hearing about pots of gold at the end of the rainbow. They found a pot of gold. They found it. They found the rainbow in the pot of gold. I think that's just crazy. Crazy. I mean, and these aren't people who collect coins or anything. I mean, literally, they stumbled onto this on their property, and they don't want to be known. So they're not, their names aren't out there, just a husband and wife. They're middle-aged. They've lived on this rural piece of property where the coins were found, and they have no idea how they got there. They want to be anonymous because they want to avoid a renewal in gold rush. You know, people, modern-day prospectors armed with metal detectors running to their property. And looking at the coins, I'll have to post some of it on the website, americatonight.net. I mean, it's crazy. Seriously. It is. It's wild. I can't imagine that. So now I'm thinking, the couple that owned my house, I wonder if they didn't realize it, and there was something, because this used to be farmland where I am. I have a no giant piece of property. But maybe I need Mahalo to start scoping it out for me and go treasure hunting. Maybe there's something I don't know that's out there. We did find that the people who had my place before us, they had little tiny Easter eggs. They would bury the plastic ones. We found a couple of those that had some coins in them. And they were old. I mean, they were probably like 15 years old. But no rare coins. No $10 million. That is just craziness. And I don't blame them, because that's what would happen. You know, they even have a show. It's like Gold Rush. So you'd have the whole prospecting world would be on their doorstep. But I think it's amazing that they were out walking and they found this. I mean, what a discovery. Very, very cool story. In the world of, can you believe this happened to us, that really ranks up there. I mean, it really, really does. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to hit up some other odds and ends, some of the things that we've been talking about throughout the week, because can you believe it, we're already here. Hump Day is upon us. What happened at the week? Oh, it slipped through our fingers. Cop, by the way, chimes in. He says, I got a metal detective ready to go. Yep, let's go on a treasure hunt. Even Harmony is ready to go. Well, I have friends up there in California, and I know the area that they're talking about. But, wow, it is... I'm still having a hard time getting over it, maybe because I saw the pictures and everything. It's just absolutely crazy is what it is. It's just crazy, I tell you. All right, so going back and rolling back to what we were talking about in D.C. with Jeff Holtzman, I think of everything, talking about the Afghanistan situation and whether it's just clearing the decks at the end of the year. You know, personally, for my money, clear the decks. After all the sacrifices that we've made, how much blood has been spilled, how many people have lost limbs, everything that we went through in Afghanistan, I say let the chips fall where they may. And let's get out of there, if that's what it's going to be. Let's completely pull out. Hamid Karzai has done nothing but juke with us. You know what that is. You're messing around with somebody. I mean, that's what he's done the whole time. So I say, you know, do the withdrawal and just don't keep any troops. Don't keep any troops in Afghanistan beyond 2014. If we're giving them money already, I say forget that. And there was a phone conversation that happened with Karzai, who's going to leave office in April. And Obama announced that the Defense Department is definitely preparing for a full withdrawal from Afghanistan if the two nations can't agree to a bilateral security agreement. Because we can't have that. We can't just be there and just continue however many troops we would leave. So I think Karzai is pushing that off because he's dealing with the Taliban, and I don't believe that this bilateral agreement's going to be signed. If it's not in place, there's no question that we have to completely be out. The troops have to be out. Karzai will not go along with the deal. And what the deal is, have one in place to pursue just a limited 2014 mission focused on advising, training, and assisting the forces, their troops, the Afghan troops, and going after the hardcore Al-Qaeda types. But Karzai is not going to do it, and I think the reason why is because he's really dealing with the Taliban. Stay with us, O&E, in a minute.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you, you won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow, she got Betty Davis eyes. She'll unheath you of the bad touch just to please you. She's precocious and she knows that.
Hey, you know, it's just stuck in my head, these gold coins. Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And I have a coin collection, you know, like I have all the quarters and I have a bunch of other things. But it's a long story as to why I have that, by the way. But I have these Liberty dollars that are pretty cool. Of course, nothing like half dollars. Nothing like our friends in California. That's a whole different ball game. Yeah, I was walking my dog and I stumbled across these coins. They were uncirculated and turns out they were worth $10 million, probably more, because they'll auction them off. That's what's going to happen. And it could end up, they could get into a bidding war. It could end up being a lot more money than they actually think. Crazy, 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 crazy. The Ukraine and its new government, and a couple of other things. We're going to hit them along the way before we hit the exits. Let's go to our pal Jack in Australia. Hey, Jack, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, Kate. I've actually got a similar story. When I was much younger, I had a summer job driving a mini tour bus from Rockhampton out to a mining town called Emerald in central Queensland. And it was mostly retirees on the tour. I'd picked them up out front of the post office, the general post office, take the 4-hour drive. They'd have a nice lunch at one of the pubs, do a little bit of fostering and so on. But I had a mother and daughter on this one tour, and I think they might have had a little bit too much of the amber nourishment at lunchtime and begged for a restroom stop on the way, but there was nothing but low-lying shrubs. So I let the two women off the bus, and they went and squatted behind a bush and did what they needed to do. Mm-hmm. But they came back to the bus with hands dripping wet and the biggest smiles on their face and an emerald the size of a fist that they had literally just uncovered doing what they needed to do behind the bush.
You're kidding. And an emerald? And what would that be worth?
I don't know. This was sort of late 70s. Back then, it was enough for the daughter to take early retirement. The last I heard, mum and daughter had moved out to that area, got a prospecting license, and were basically never seen from again. They spent the rest of their lives, I believe, out there prospecting for other diamonds. Not diamonds, emeralds. And other gemstones. So I think back then that it was about $20,000 one gemstone.
Wow. That is cool. That's a good story, Jack. Yeah, what a way to uncover it. I mean, look, it's like those people, like you said, the similar story. They're just walking the dog. They're on this property. Sure, they know the gold rush and all that stuff was happening near there and could be on their property, but not thinking they're going to find that treasure trove. I mean, that's crazy. And just like the women.
Yeah, why does it never happen to us, though?
I don't know, Jack. Oh, if I knew the answer to that question. Oh, if I only knew. Well, you're delightful to tell us that story, Jack. Thank you so much. Just add to the depression of lucky people finding wonderful things that we've never found. And Jack raises a great question. Thanks, Jack. As to what is the coolest thing that you ever found? So I know nobody's going to call the show and say they found $10 million worth of gold. We just had in Sierra Leone, which, of course, is a dangerous, bloodthirsty country, someone uncover a giant diamond, one of the biggest ones they found, biggest one in like a decade. And that's pretty cool. But the gold coins, I think, really top that. You know, what have I found? I found, you know, one time in the street I found $100 and I thought it was incredible because I was 10 years old. And there was no one around and there was no one to take it to and there was none of that. I mean, it was sparse city, so somebody lost it or it blew there or who knows what. And I thought it was the most amazing thing ever. I mean, still that might be because through a kid's eyes too and to have that happen, that might be one of the best things. When I was really young, and we lived in Queens, my father, my real father, because he died when I was nine, he was teaching me how to, eight, nine, he was teaching me how to ride a bike. And I went, after I was learning, I went back out there myself, and I came across what looked like a bar of gold. It would look like just a bar of gold. And I picked it up. No one was around. And I took it back to my dad. And, of course, how he was, he said, well, you found gold. And it's gold. And we'll get it weighed and we'll see how much it's worth. And I was so young. I mean, you know, I believe in fairy tales. So it turns out somebody had spray painted up the thick petal. It didn't have grooves in it like a petal. And it just was so solid. It did look like a replica piece of gold. It wasn't heavy, so that would be the first clue. But he ended up giving me some money for it. I can't even remember how much it was, but same thing. I thought it was absolutely amazing that I went to my father, and here I'm in this big city in this park just outside of our bushes, and then found this thing that I thought was gold, which was nothing of the sort, but was told it was. So to me, that was, you know, the most incredible thing ever. But as far as really stumbling on something, no, I mean, that's never happened to me. In traveling recently, when we were in Hawaii, there was this one beach, it was called Big Beach. And I remember seeing these guys, And they were doing that thing with the metal detector. And I thought, you're in Hawaii and you're there with a metal detector. What do you think you're going to find in Hawaii on this beach? And the guy told me, he said, no, no, you know, that's nothing to laugh at. There are people that have found incredible things here, like giant diamond rings. I'm like, giant? What, somebody gets in a fight and somebody throws the ring and it gets lost in the sand or something? He said, who knows, but, you know, that has happened here. So it was one of those places that they targeted to go and see what they could come up in a little treasure hunt. Oh my, right? Oof. All right, a couple of other quick things that I want to rifle out here before we go through the last turnstile on this hour. And one of them is this. I say bravo, bravo, bravo to this. There is a California college student that teaches school and teaches a $50,000 lesson on the Constitution. Here's what happened. A California college student was blocked last year from handing out copies of the Constitution, right? And we've recently heard a story similar to this. Gave his school a huge lesson in the end. Schooled them, you might say. He won a 50 grand settlement and an agreement to revise its speech codes. This 26-year-old, Robert Tunin, he settled with Modesto Junior College 5 months after he had the big run-in with the school on National Constitution Day. And so he said he was more excited about getting the school to revise its speech codes, which confined the First Amendment to a small area where the students had to sign up to use. Is that incredible? Who would know that? So he's going to hand out the Constitution because he's excited about Constitution Day. And then he's distraught because they tell him, forget it, you cannot do that. It's illegal. You can't do that here. Pursues it, and it turns out, no, that, you know, they've got to revise the speech codes. They can't have one little area in the school for freedom of speech. And he gets 50 grand to boot. I mean, and this guy was an Army veteran, grew up in Modesto, and was at the school proud of the Constitution, all about history, and then wasn't trying to do that, but had a confrontation with the school when they wouldn't let him do that, just for passing out pamphlets. How wild. See, you never know if you pursue something. He wasn't going to stand on that little cement area. Oh, my. Any thoughts on the show, you can share them with us. AmericaTonight.net.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.